Independence Day, AI, OpenAI courts. Uncle Sam, Meta admits it's behind, and chatbots enter the ballot box. Good morning and happy 4th of July. I'm your morning AI host, and today's briefing is about power. Who holds it in the AI race, who's trying to buy it, and who's trying to vote it away. Let's start with the biggest story of the week. OpenAI has reportedly offered the U.S. government a 5% ownership stake in the company. At today's valuation, that's roughly $42 billion. The move comes as Washington increases scrutiny of frontier AI labs, and it signals that OpenAI's leadership sees government alignment as strategic necessity, not just good PR. The Trump administration has pushed back publicly, and both the White House and Anthropic have denied holding similar talks. But the mere fact that equity in AI companies is now being floated as a policy instrument tells you everything about where this industry is heading. On the model frontier, Meta's AI chief Alexander Wang announced that an updated version of MuseSpark is coming soon, with sharper coding abilities and significantly improved agentic performance. The timing is notable. Zuckerberg separately told employees this week that AI agent progress over the last 4 months has been slower than expected, despite the company having spent up to $145 billion this year and laid off 8,000 workers. It's a rare admission from inside one of the biggest bets in tech history. Meta is betting that MuseSpark's next version closes the gap. Meanwhile, a SiliconANGLE report this week covers three converging stories worth your attention. OpenAI courting federal equity, Anthropic reportedly getting more freedom to operate its model development without prior government approval, and Meta positioning itself as what they're calling a neocloud, a competitor not just in AI models, but in raw compute capacity for sale. If Meta starts selling excess GPU time the way AWS sells elastic compute, the infrastructure economics of AI shift dramatically. On the policy front, multiple states are advancing legislation to restrict AI in health insurance decision-making. The trend is clear. Regulators are moving to carve out healthcare as a space requiring human oversight of AI. If you're building in health tech, that's a meaningful tailwind for compliance-first products. And perhaps the most culturally significant story breaking today on this July 4th, the New York Times reports that voters are now turning to AI chatbots to decide who to vote for. New tools are even letting political campaigns monitor what chatbots tell constituents about their candidates. The combination of AI-generated voter guidance and AI-driven campaign intelligence means the 2026 and 2028 election cycles will be profoundly different from anything we've seen before. Over in the enterprise world, Palantir CEO Alex Karp went on a notable rant this week, criticizing token-based AI pricing. His argument, enterprises want returns and control, not usage meters. Karp's angle benefits Palantir, which sells outcome-based contracts, but the complaint is resonating because many companies are hitting the wall on ROI from their AI subscriptions. China is also making headlines today. Chinese companies are quietly laying off workers and cutting graduate hiring as they accelerate AI adoption. Beijing is encouraging the productivity gains but discouraging public announcements, a quiet restructuring at national scale. Finally, a market signal worth watching. The AI contract management space is projected to grow from $1.5 billion today to $4.25 billion by 2030. Contract AI is one of those unglamorous but deeply embedded enterprise workflows where AI accuracy actually justifies the cost. That brings us to today's business idea. If Palantir is publicly attacking token-based pricing and enterprises are frustrated with usage meters, there is a real opening for an AI ROI audit firm, a consultancy that helps mid-market companies measure what they're actually getting from their AI stack, renegotiate vendor contracts, and shift from token spend to outcome-based agreements. The timing is perfect, the pain is documented, and no one has built the category leader yet. That's your morning AI briefing for July 4th, 2026. Stay curious, stay independent, and we'll be back tomorrow with more.